The Lord be with you. Our speaker today is Senior Adam Berndt. Adam is a classics and psychology double major, and I think you'll be hearing about both classics and psychology in the message, so that pairing will make perfect sense. Our prayer for today comes from a book, a devotion book called Walking with God. It was published in 1930, so it's 83 years old, by Martin Hegland, who was at the time the chair of the religion department here at St. Olaf. And so he is writing on May 14th, that's the day for today, on the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is this Sunday, and since the Holy Spirit is the theme of Pentecost, I thought we would go back in time, 83 years, and hear from one of our own. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we thank thee for thy willingness to work in our hearts a saving faith. Grant that we may not be willful or stubborn, that we would not resist thy gracious influence upon us. Come to us with illumination, come to us with guidance, come to us with power. Make us eager to be led by thee into fullness of life, in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen.
The reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, or reap, or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See the flowers of the field, how they grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, as I look back on the 4 years I've spent at Olaf, I've come to realize that I actually learned something. In fact, I learned a lot of things. It seems all those long hours spent toiling late in the night at the library did some good after all. I've learned how to read Sophocles and Plato in Greek and Horace and Ovid in Latin. I've learned about human development and psychopathology. I've learned how to make a claim and support it with textual evidence. I've learned how to design and run psychological studies. I've learned that correlation does not equal causation. And these are all fine things to learn. However, they are not the most valuable things I have learned at Olaf. It's cliche, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I think the most valuable things you learn tend to be those things that you learn outside of the classroom. And it's this sort of thing that I would like to talk about today. So here it is, one of those life lessons that I've learned in my time on the Hill. Over the past few months, I've come to the realization that sometimes it's okay to not have a life plan. If you know me, you know that I like plans. In my daily life, I like to know exactly what will happen, when it will happen, where it will happen, how it will happen, and then what will happen after it. If you don't believe me, feel free to take a look at my calendar. I plan somewhat compulsively. Life is full of unknowns, but planning keeps them to a minimum. In my experience, planning gives life a certain predictability that is immensely comforting. I find the same comfort in planning out my life more long-term. Let me explain. As much as a high schooler can really have his or her life planned out, I think I had mine planned out. By my junior year of high school, I knew where I wanted to go to college, what I wanted to study once I got there, and even what I wanted to do after graduation. I would go to St. Olaf, study as much Latin, Greek, and ancient history as possible, and then go on and earn my doctorate and begin work as a classics professor. when I was inevitably asked what I was going to study when I started college, a question always quickly followed by, "So what are you going to do with that?" I had my answers set and ready. I had a plan for my life. And this plan worked out well, until it didn't. Once I got to college, I slowly came to the realization that I didn't actually want to go to graduate school in classics. And this realization shook me. All of a sudden, I didn't have a plan. Quite frankly, it was a little terrifying. College was almost half over, and I didn't know what I wanted to do in the future. I think it's a situation familiar to many of you, trying to decide what to do with your life while realizing that college is flying by. So what did I do? I rushed to make a new plan, of course. At the time, I was enrolled in Intro to Psychology and found it absolutely fascinating. So I decided that I was going to do a psych major, and shortly thereafter decided that I wanted to pursue a career in clinical psychology. Voila, I had a new plan for my professional life. The uncertainty was gone, and I could finally stop worrying about it. And like the first one, this plan was a good one and worked well, until it didn't. I enjoyed my classes and research in the psych department and did well in them. I went through the process of applying to graduate programs in psychology. I took the GRE, I wrote personal statements, obtained letters of recommendation, interviewed, and was even offered admission to several institutions. But as I was doing this, I came to another realization. I didn't actually want to go into graduate school. After nearly 17 years of being a student, I was running out of energy and enthusiasm for it, a sentiment I think many of my fellow seniors share. So what did I do? I did something that had not been part of any sort of grand plan. I applied for a real job. Upon interviewing, I was offered a position, and I accepted it. So here I was, for once in my life, doing something that was not in some grand plan for my professional life. Rather than going directly to school for a career I envisioned myself spending the rest of my working life in, I was going to a job that wasn't even related to my major, much less what I had envisioned as a career. I knew what I would be doing next year, and probably even the year after that. But I had no long-term plan for 5, 10, 15 years down the road. The future was a mystery, and this mystery scared me. But over the past couple of months, I've come to the conclusion that it is perhaps okay to not plan and to try to know years and years into the future. As I look back at my time at Olaf, it now seems clear to me that my plans, my ways of knowing the future, have not always worked out. Try as I might, the future, especially the more distant future, is sometimes unknowable. A plan will get me so far, but then something will change, and my plan will have to change with it. The more I experience this, the more I realize that this is really what life is. It is messy, unpredictable, and rarely goes completely according to plan. And this is okay. I think herein lies the wisdom of the passage from Matthew that I read a few minutes ago. It tells us not to worry about tomorrow, and this is good advice. Now, I do not think that this is a call to live completely day by day without any thought for what the future holds. Knowing how you are going to eat tomorrow and where you are going to sleep, for instance, seems like a very good thing. However, long-term life planning, I think, is a little different. The future cannot always be encapsulated in our neat, tidy plans for it. Our plans for 5, 10, 15 years down the road, even those plans we haven't thought of yet, will change. And this is okay. But don't worry, we'll figure them out eventually. Until then, keep calm and carry on. This is life. And by the grace of God, everything will be just fine.
And now may our God of great joy and great grace accompany you on every step of your journey. Amen.